This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 36.
Yeah, and I think, I think of like people listening to this saying, well, a couple scenarios. Well, I don't do rehab, so I can't do one of those rehab events. Like, do you do with a wholesale? I know somebody that used to do a similar thing with a wholesale property. Before they even started marketing it, they would be like, literally, these disgusting houses, they would like haul a grill and a cooler full of drinks over there at like lunchtime. They're like, hey, we're cooking, you know, hot dogs and that having beers awesome. In the backyard.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey guys, so I just finished recording this podcast interview with Mike Hambright, which is the founder of FlipNerd.com. And I just wanted to give you a really quick intro before we segue into the meat of this particular masterclass podcast interview with Mike. So just so you know, Mike is somebody who has bought and sold hundreds of houses, you know, in the past handful of years, along with his wife, Lindsay. Guy's done everything from rehabbing to wholesaling. He owns a single family rental portfolio. And he also coaches and mentors people that will buy hundreds and hundreds of properties this year. So he's somebody that definitely knows what he's doing. And he's even built up this, basically a social platform for real estate investors called FlipNerd.com, which I highly encourage you check out. But really what we're going to be talking about today is how to build up your network and some really cool and creative strategies and ideas that Mike shares on the podcast for building your network within your real estate business to not only help you make more money, you know, sell more properties, but to really add value and just connect and build your network. So yeah, let's just jump right into the show here. What's going on, my friend? Welcome back to another Flip Empire Masterclass show here. I'm excited about this particular masterclass, as I am with all of them, but I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from some of the content that we've been putting out and some of the experts that I've had on. And you know that I've said this in the past, my goal and what I'm constantly striving to do is bring the best of the best on these masterclass to share with you how they've gotten to the point where they're at now, but more specifically, have them share the content, the training, the resources that they've received so that you can implement it in your business to see immediate results. So I'm going to continue to try to bring the best of the best on here because, I think, people are really getting a lot of value out of the content. And today's going to be no different. I got Mike Hambright on the podcast here today. And before I bring him on, just know that, you know, Mike is somebody who he's been at this business for a long time. He owns a Homevestors franchise. He's got a great site called FlipNerd.com that has a lot of fantastic training. I highly recommend you check it out. And I've actually, Mike featured me on his podcast about a year or so ago. So we'll include that interview in the show notes as well. But yeah, having said that, man, Mike, I just want to make sure that you can hear me fine.
I can hear you great, Alex. Hey, happy to be here. Good to see you. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Yeah. Fantastic, man. So listen, I know one of the things that you and I, you know, prior to jumping on the podcast here was, you know, we talked about there's so many different areas we can cover. And one of the things that we have yet to cover on the show is the importance of networking and how to build up your network. And I know that that's an area where you're obviously an expert in and something that, you know, particularly through your podcasts and through some of your businesses, I mean, you're super well connected in this industry, and I think there's a lot of valuable content and insight that you can provide. You know, we've all heard that saying that your net worth is equal to your network. I think I said that right.
And
it's important, you know. And we got connected through, I believe it was Jack Bosch who connected us over a year ago, and then I jumped on your podcast, and we've developed a friendship, you know, over the course of the last year or so. So, you know, let's jump right into that. Maybe talk a little bit about the importance of building a network and how that's influenced you and your business over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll take it down to take it down a notch for folks that are listening that really might get more value out of building their network, like in their own market. You know, I mean, we're talking about kind of at the industry level now with investors and info marketers and things like that, like you and Jack Bosch and other people. And that's kind of where my show has gotten to. But for me, it really started out as, I mean, I'm an investor as well. So it started out as just networking in my market, like building my kind of reputation and building my network out in. So I primarily operate in the Dallas, Texas market metro area, and so, you know, I'll kind of tell you the story about how this all really started. So I started real estate investing in 2008. So haven't been doing this for, you know, about 8 years now. Really not all that long, although I've done, you know, bought and sold hundreds of houses, and I mentor people that do like 1,000 houses a year now. I mean, really kind of had a ton of experience, but it didn't start out that way. So when I left kind of corporate America to jump into real estate investing, you start to realize over time, I'm kind of a social guy. So I like to, you know, I was always like hosting happy hours and bringing people together and having nice parties and stuff like that. Well, you get in the real estate space and really you can become self-employed, I should say, you know, and you're kind of like, you're kind of out there by yourself, right? I mean, you're a chief bottle washer, you're trying to make it happen. And so it's not like you're in an office where you're interacting with a lot of people and stuff. I mean, I had a few employees, but it's just not the same as a larger setting. And then, you know this, most real estate investors are you know, kind of closed off to the rest of their market because they tend to feel like that's my competition. Why would I hang out with them? Why would I talk to them? You know, I don't want them to like learn some trade secret I have when nobody really has any trade secrets.
Right.
Right. And so for me, it just became kind of like, man, I'm kind of getting bored here. It's a little lonely. And we were doing like at the time we were doing a ton of deals, you know, maybe doing 60, 70 houses a year and rehabbing a lot. So it was really kind of intensive and doing a lot of great things, you know, making some money. We're just kind of proud of everything, but it was like, man, it's a little lonely. And so, and I was a sponsor of a RIA club and, you know, you meet people that way, but it was at the time, at least the RIA clubs for me were, you know, go to that one monthly general meeting and then you leave and then, you know, you come back again a month later. And so it was not real, what I call social. It was kind of more of a drive by, you know? Mm-hmm. And, so I started hosting these. I kind of had this idea to start meeting people by just letting them come and check out my rehabs. And so I was already, you know, periodically going to check on rehabs and check on my contractors and stuff like that. And so I just kind of lined it up where I coined it Rehab Live. And so I started to build up a mailing list. I already had kind of an investor database from wholesaling and stuff. So we'd invite our database of people. And at the time, the RIA Club I was a sponsor of allowed me to kind of post stuff to the group. So so we'd have people, you know, register to come meet at, I'd kind of turn this into a little mini series, if you will. So kind of we'd meet at the house three times. We'd meet at the house like right when we bought it, when it's probably just, you know, ugly as can be, and then halfway through the rehab, and then at the end of the rehab. So we would basically line it up and say, hey, we're going to meet three times and just talk about it. People just, you know, a lot of people that don't have experience or don't have a lot of experience just want to, you know, I think as much as people like Flip This House and shows like that on TV, you know, they got to go experience that live for real. So, you know, there wasn't as much drama and I wasn't wearing makeup or anything like that, but you know, it was just like, hey, why did you do this? Or what are you going to do that? Or how are you going to fix this? Or here's what I would do. And so it's just kind of all this dialogue and interaction about what I was doing day in and day out anyway, but it just kind of gave me a chance to share it with people and then to, you know, meet people that could, one, broaden my network, and two, could be a lot of things. They could be somebody with wholesale houses too. Potentially could be a lender in there. There's a lot of good things could come out of that. So that's really kind of how it all started.
Yeah. And that's a really cool, unique twist. It's almost like a meetup group, but on steroids. You're actually doing it, you know, at an actual job site, a rehab you have, and you're doing it three times, once at the beginning, middle, and end of the rehab. So yeah, man, I can imagine that you must have built just great relationships with buyers, lenders, probably agents that, you know, future business came from doing those rehab lives, right?
Yeah, it really helped. You know, I don't say this just for ego reasons, but it kind of helped kind of build up my name in my market where I was already doing a lot of volume. And yeah, people, I think generally if you have, if you go into these things saying you may have an objective, like I want to get this out of it, or kind of an agenda. I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, you know, some things that you do are, you know, for helping other people, and some of it are, you hope you get some benefit out of it. But if you generally, you know, just are kind of open-minded. Like, I don't know what's going to come out of this, but I think just by sharing good information and putting some good vibes out there that good things are going to come back to me.
Yeah.
Then I think, you know, even if you have an agenda, I think you might find other benefits that you get over time.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And just to piggyback that, I think I had maybe mentioned this on a previous episode, but, you know, Zig Ziglar's famous for a lot of things, but one of the quotes is, and I don't want to butcher it, but something along the lines that if you focus on helping people get what they want, you know, whatever you want is going to come to you, or something along those lines. And I think that speaks right to your point is, you know, so many people are out there for themselves and for how much money they can make and for, you know, they have their interest in mind. And that's, to a certain degree, that's all understandable. But I think once you put other people's goals, other people in mind, once you keep them in mind, I think, and you really have a sincere focus on helping them, I think doors are going to start to open up for you. So I couldn't agree with you more when you say that.
Yeah. And then I don't want to take up your entire show talking about kind of my story, but I'm hoping that we're kind of talking about this. People maybe think about, oh, I see how I could apply that. It doesn't need to be exactly like this. It's just a matter of finding some way to kind of add value to your community and then building up that relationship. So I'll kind of try to give you where it went from there real fast. Cause it grew pretty fast. But so from there it was like, okay, how do I, you know, people were like, hey, I can't, you know, I can never make these events or these times. These people are busy. They have families and stuff like that. You know, do you record them? And I was like, well, no. And then I was like, oh, that's an idea. So, you know, next thing I know, I've got like a full-time videographer on my staff, like kind of following me around and we're making videos and stuff like that. And,
very cool.
And then it was like, hey, I could do this outside of my market. And it just started to expand with doing these kind of rehab life type things. Really just on the internet. So anybody could see it. And then that evolved, you know, into the podcast, and then that evolved into flipnerd.com, the membership site where we have over 50,000 subscribers now and growing pretty fast. And so it kind of all evolved, you know, from that initial idea of just come watch me do what I'm doing.
Wow. Very cool, man. Actually, I didn't even know that. So the podcast and Flipnerd came as a result of you starting these rehab lives?
It was just like the next step. It's like, how do I, you know, it was kind of like, how do I touch more people and how do I, and then for me, you know, truthfully, when I started to build up a little bit of a following or, you know, people kind of, I liked sharing stuff, you know, and it was like, man, I've bought hundreds of houses, but I do it a very similar way. I mean, I wholesale, I rehab, and I keep some houses as rentals, but I do it kind of the old school way. And I don't know anything about multifamily or land or, you know, lots of other things, lots of other ways to make money in real estate. And it's like, well, you know, that basically led me to kind of start an interview show, which was to say I can build my network with people that I'm interviewing, but also I don't always have to be the expert because I'm not the expert in a lot of these other areas, you know, not at all.
Yeah. And it's funny that you say that, not to, you know, get too much off the topic, but I'll bring it back here in a second. But as you know, before we launched Flip Empire Show, that was you and I had a conversation and that was, you asked me, you know, what's your motivation for doing this? And one of the biggest things was just to be able to provide value and content to people, which is something that we talked about here briefly at the top of the show. But another one was I want to connect with movers and shakers. You know, I realize that I don't have all the answers and, you know, I consider myself an expert in one area. And even in that area, I still have a lot to learn. But by being able to connect with people such as yourself and some of the other experts that we've had on the show, it's really broadened my network, which I think ties into why this is important. So, you know, if you're listening in, I want you to really challenge yourself and think about whether it's your version of a rehab live or whether it's a podcast or whatever it might be. Think about ways that you can add value to your network, to your community, to the industry, and think about how you can really start to expand your network. And I think once you start to ask yourself those types of questions, eventually certain things are going to start to reveal themselves. And similar to Mike, to what you're sharing, how now it's evolved into, you know, you having this membership portal and you've connected with so many people in the industry. You know, you've really built up your name. I think it can have that same ripple effect for people listening in if they start to kind of ask themselves those questions.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I've shared this a few times before, so if somebody's ever heard me talk about this, you know, I apologize, but I think it's an important lesson is I think that, you know, this day and age when people, like, I don't know. We won't talk about ages here, Alex. I think I'm a little bit older than you. But it used to be a time when, like, you had friends, right? Like, I mean, you still have friends, but now it's like people equate friends to, like, well, I'm connected to them on Facebook or something. People that you don't really know.
That's right.
Connect to a lot of people. So you have all these kind of relationships, but they're super informal. And I think that a lot of people tend to hide behind that. It just seems easier. I can do it 24/7, like all these things. So I think what happens with a lot of people that network is, I want to kind of break down the word network a little bit and say, some people think that that means I've met people or I've friended them or I'm connected to them on Facebook or whatever. It's like, but how do you, the real magic comes in when you communicate with somebody, right? So, if you meet people at a RIA club or when I used to do these rehab lives or other things like that, it wouldn't just be like, hey, I met you and that's it. I would find ways to follow up with people. And I would kind of encourage people to do that. Even if it's like, let's say you're doing some deals now, you can say, hey, check out this disgusting bathroom at a house that I just bought. Here's a picture of it. And, you know, just thought you'd be interested. Just some way to kind of touch people and remind them that you know them and add value to them by whether it's entertaining them or educating them or whatever it might be. Because I think that, you know, if you kind of use the RIA club example, people will probably resonate with this. You go to a club or some sort of networking event, you know, you leave there with a bunch of your business cards in one pocket and you start putting other people's business cards in your other pocket. You get home, you know, hopefully your pocket's empty. You've given out all your cards and you've got a whole pocket full of people that you don't know. You throw a rubber band around it and throw it in a drawer somewhere, never to be seen again. You know,
I'm guilty, dude.
Yeah, I've done it before too, but I'm just saying that's not networking. That's just the start of a potential relationship.
Yeah.
But you have to kind of work it from there, right? It's like how do you add value to those people, and how do you communicate in a way to them to where if they think of something that might benefit you, like a house that they might want to sell or a house that they came across or access to money or something, anything that could benefit you. They're not, how do you stand out from all the people that have business cards in their pocket? Because your card's in a sea of, you know, when I tell people this, usually this resonates is like, hey, how many times have you gone to an event and you collected dozens of cards, you know, and you gave out dozens of cards and the next morning you got an email from somebody that you met the previous day. And it's just said, hey, it was really nice to meet you last night and, you know, blah, 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 whatever it might say.
Yeah.
But it's like, that is so rare that people remember that.
And
right?
It's so powerful, so extremely powerful.
Be memorable. You know, whenever I've gotten that from somebody, I'm like, wow, they took the time to do that. And I'm just, you know, throwing a rubber band around these things and throwing it in a drawer. So
I know.
Stand out.
Yeah. And there's actually, you know, as you're speaking, Mike, there's a few things that come to mind that, you know, and I've been guilty of grabbing all those business cards, putting a rubber band and throwing it in a drawer and doing nothing. And that, you know, it's almost like a waste of time if you do that. And something as simple as what Mike just suggested is you take 30 seconds to a minute and you write a simple email. Just say, hey, it was really nice to meet you. If I can help you in any way, let me know. That goes a long way with people. And that's how you start to build the relationship. But a couple of things come to mind is, and some of this is just very basic common sense things, but sometimes we forget about it is, you know, always use the person's first name. You know, people have always said and told me that, you know, when they hear their name, it jumps out in their mind and it gets to their attention faster than most other things. So use people's name. And number two is, you know, you want to make sure that if you have a conversation with people, whether it be writing it on the back of the business card or making a note in your iPhone or Android, is try to put like a quick bullet point of what that conversation was about. Did they mention something that they're needing or looking for? And maybe to use Mike's strategy is when you send an email, you know, mention that. Say, hey, listen, I know that you're looking for this, or I know that you're in need of this. And think about, you know, whether it's a simple website or a resource, include it in that email and say, hey, listen, I came across this or I know of this, you know, this may or may not help you, but I thought you might want to check it out. This is how you start to add value to people's lives, people's businesses, and how you start to build those relationships. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to piggyback on that thought because those were some of the things that were coming to mind for me.
Yeah. And I think, you know, little things you kind of mentioned this a little bit is something that made that person memorable. Like, let's say they had a cast on their arm or something, you know, if you follow up like a couple of weeks later and you say, hey, did you get that cast off your arm yet? And it's kind of hot right now. I bet you're not loving that. You know, just something like, wow, this guy remembers that, you know, and just little things that help you remember people over time. It really makes, you know, in this world of thousands of people trying to connect to you on social media and all the stuff that you don't even know. Those kind of a little bit more real potential relationships are all that much more valuable if you took the time to recognize something about somebody. It just makes them feel better.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing I'll throw out there is, you know, it's so easy these days to hide behind the computer. And I use the word hide loosely. I don't really mean like you're hiding from people, but it's just so easy to do business and communicate with people on Facebook, email, and text is the same thing. You know, sometimes picking up the phone, actually calling someone is going to go a bit further than maybe just firing off a quick text. And that's not to say you never want to text people, because we all communicate through text messaging. I know I do a lot, but sometimes if there's someone you connect with and you really want to build a relationship, maybe go that extra mile and call that person. You know, if they don't pick up, leave them a voicemail and make a note to follow up with them. And you know, these are just some strategies and some of the things you can do to really separate yourself from everybody out there that's just collecting business cards, giving business cards, but doing nothing with them after.
Yeah. And I think, I think of like people listening to this saying, well, a couple scenarios. Well, I don't do rehab, so I can't do one of those rehab events. Like, do you do with a wholesale? I know somebody that used to do a similar thing with a wholesale property. Before they even started marketing it, they would be like, literally these disgusting houses. They would like haul a grill and a cooler full of drinks over there at like lunchtime. They're like, hey, we're cooking, you know, hot dogs and that having beers awesome. In the backyard. Just stuff like that, just to get people to come look at it and just network and just, you know, I think this is what I believe. Wholeheartedly, back to kind of all the stuff with social media, and I'm an addict as much as anybody else on social media. Unfortunately, I got to find a way to cure some of those addictions. But I think people want real experiences. They want to because of all these stuff, people crave like real relationships and real opportunities to learn and network. And so, you know, even if it's like you have no experience, if you go to a RIA club, you know, guess what? 90% of the people there don't have experience either. So start to form a little like newbies group or something like, hey, we're going to have a meetup, or we're going to meet at have a happy hour every second Wednesday or whatever it is, just some way to kind of get people together and mm-hmm. things come out of that. I mean, you don't necessarily know what's going to come out of it, but find a way to orchestrate other people getting value. And it'll just kind of, you know, snowball from there.
Yeah. And that can even evolve into mastermind groups. I know you're a part of some high level masterminds. And, you know, if you really want to take it up a notch, I mean, you can connect with a lot of the players in your area. You know, a lot of the people that are doing high volume, or that you want to connect with them and maybe form a mastermind. And now you're starting to really add value to their lives just by bringing together high level people, you know. So there's just so many directions you can take this in. And I think the idea is think about, I love that idea, Mike. I mean, you know, one of the things I'm going to be talking about in a future show is how we've been able to sell our wholesale properties a lot quicker doing like a 1 hour mini open house than by sending an email, you know. And sometimes we even get like a bit of a bidding war going on, and we're actually even able to get more than what we are asking for the property. And I just thought about how cool would it be to actually host like a little, like do a barbecue at one of these mini open houses. So that just sparked an idea for me.
Yeah. I think, too many people have just said, hey, here's the lockbox code. Let me know if you want to buy it. But you know, the truth is if you have a small open, this is my experience. If you have a small kind of showing like that, and you're kind of pitting people, one, it's an opportunity to meet people. But two, it's, you're kind of, pitting people against each other. It's almost, it becomes like an auction type setting where it's like, I want to get this before somebody else does. So when we've done that in the past, we have people that are like, they're 15 minutes early with, you can just see them. They have like a check in their hand. They're like, there's this frenzy of like, I don't want to miss out on a deal. And, I think, you know, it takes more effort to do these things that we're talking about, but I think there's more value in the long run.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because I think this is a natural question people might be asking, because this does involve work, right? I mean, it's let's say you go to a RIA and you connect with 5-10 people, you have these conversations. Is there a specific system that you use to organize all of this information, and to, you know, any technology, whether it's a CRM or just any tools that you use to streamline the process of maintaining these relationships and documenting you know, you mentioned somebody that might have a broken arm, they have a cast. Like, is there a specific system you use to remind you in 2 weeks or 3 weeks to follow up with that person?
I mean, this changed a lot over time. I think it started with more of a, you know, years ago with more of a spreadsheet and just trying to, I know this, some of the stuff starts to sound kind of robotic and bad, but I think you have to find ways to kind of categorize people. There's kind of like the general ones, and then there's like the people that you see some potential there, or you had some sort of conversation that you want to get a little more specific with. So maybe you have kind of a general, you know, bucket of people that you want to network with and stay in touch with.
Right.
That,
right.
And then you have the people that have like some, there's something specific that you want to remember. And, but yeah, I mean, I've changed, I don't know about you, but I'm like a goofball with technology. I'm like shiny object syndrome on a lot of things. So changing a lot of things all the time. But I think I think any off the shelf CRM, you could do this. If you're using a CRM in your business today, like your real estate investing business, you could, you know, whether it's Podio or, you know, any of the other things out there, you could use it for things like this too. You just kind of have a category of people that's like networking and not buyer, not necessarily buyers or sellers.
Yeah.
Or maybe you tag them in a certain way. But, you know, there's a tool that that I've used for a fair amount of time now that's called Contactually.
I never heard of that. Contactually?
Contactually, yeah. It's a little pricey. It's probably like $50 a month, but it allows you to you can put people into a bucket to say, you know, it could be a bucket like a general bucket or, you know, high priority bucket. So you kind of put people into, like, they literally call them buckets. And then you can tag people in certain ways, but you can say, based on bucket, you can say, I want to make sure I follow up with this person every 7 days or every 30 days or every 6 months. You can kind of put timeframes on there. And then there's an app on your phone. So it knows, did you text with that person? Did you make a call to that person? Or did you email them? And it'll send you reminders saying, hey, you said you wanted to talk to this person every 30 days and it's been more than 30 days and you haven't talked to them.
Yeah.
So that is specifically a networking one, but you know, there's a lot of, I think probably any CRM or any, there's a lot of ways to skin that cat.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is don't let, you know, the cost of something like that hold you back. I mean, you can just start a simple Google Doc or a spreadsheet. Just the point is that, you know, take something you've heard here and start to use it to not only build your network, but to add value. And I think you're going to see, you know, the benefits of that in the coming months, if you really focus on it. So, yeah, Mike, I guess kind of winding down here, man, anything else that I love the Rehab Live, you know, idea that you shared. Is there anything else that you have found has really impacted you and some of the relationships you've built just when it comes to networking and specifically more when it comes to your real estate investing business?
I think the big thing is, and you kind of touched on this, is just don't let something hold you back. Like, you know, when I mentioned Contactually or other tools, we talk about stuff that sounds like it might be a little more advanced maybe, or sound like it's hard or doesn't fit you. Like, you don't have to do those specific things. I think the key is, like with everything, is just to kind of get started and get going and just to be open-minded. Like I said, there's relationships. You know, when I started the podcast, I didn't really realize, 'cause we've done, you know, we actually have two shows, which you're part of the REI classroom. We have two, Alex. So for both of those shows, we've done over 300 episodes now.
Yeah. You guys are cranking it out.
Yeah. But in the process, that's allowed us and me to meet a lot of people and to learn a lot of things. I like learning from other people too. I'm a student of the game for sure. But I think, you know, I quickly realized that, hey, I never know the next person that I meet, how I might benefit or how I might be able to help them or connect them and all those things. So I think just kind of go into it with an open mind of saying, in some instances, I have this little bit of an agenda, like I want to buy more houses or I want to raise money or whatever it might be, but just be open-minded to other things that could happen, because the more you meet people and kind of add value back into and the people you're interacting with, then things that you don't even expect will come out of it. So it's just important to kind of get started and be open-minded, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm with you there, man. And I'm glad that you know, we really focused this podcast, this particular one, on networking. And it might not be a sexy topic, but it's so critical, you know, to your success, whether you realize it or not, that you really focus on building that network, adding value. And hopefully, you know, some of the content that we've shared here, you know, resonates with you and you go out and take action with it. So Mike, having said that, man, it's been great having you on the show. Where can people connect with you and just kind of find out more about what you have going on?
Yeah, the best thing I'd say is if you're not a member, go to flipnerd.com. So we have, you can get a free membership in about 15 or 20 seconds. It's pretty easy. And we have hundreds of shows available. We have lots of blogs and content, and we have the only national wholesale kind of listing platform, kind of an MLS for off-market deals, where I haven't looked in a few days, but over 1,500 active listings of off-market deals. And so we have a lot of stuff going on in the real estate in the real estate space, and a lot of good information. So go check it out.
Fantastic, guys. Well, yeah, definitely, guys, check that out. And all the resources mentioned will be included in the show notes. So I look forward to catching you on the next Flip Empire show. We'll talk soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.